In Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Aleph, Sev Beis, the Rama writes, Gam Tzarech L'Kasva Min Aksav. When you write the Megillah, you have to write it when you are reading it from another Megillah, copying from another Megillah, just like the halach is regarding a Sefer Torah. Ulotzi kol teva mipiv kodem sheikh tevena kmo b'sefer Torah. You also need to say every word out loud before you write it down, just like by a Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is only l'chatchila, b'diavid will not need to be machmir if you don't actually say every word out loud. V'ozen kol parshios seha sesumos. All the parshios of Megillah are stumos. Imasam psuchos psula. If you made parshios psuchos, then the Megillah is pasul. B'diavid ain't lifsal Megillah mishum chaseris yaseris to logar mehishman ba'asofer osios tikshera. But b'diavid, you really can't pasul it if there are psuchos, because after all, it's no worse than someone leaving out some letters, which we said the Megillah is still kosher. The Mishnah Berurah explains what does it mean that it's psula, but then you say b'diavid it's not pasul. So he explains it means if you already read it that it's pasul and you shouldn't read from it. But b'diavid if you already read from it, so then you are yotze. The Mechaber continues, Utsricha ama besofa v'chalak b'roshak de la kifa bo. You need to have a wooden pole, like we have on the Sifrei Torah. You have to have one wooden pole on the end of the Megillah, and leave the opening of the Megillah blank, one amud blank, in order that you be able to wrap the Megillah on that pole. V'yesham shetzricha tagin, v'yesham she'ena tzricha. Some say that there needs to be the tagin on the letters, and some say we don't need the tagin on the letters. V'nagu l'taiga, we do put the tagin on top of the letters. Gam nagu shelo la'asos la'amad kla b'sof, even though the Mechaber says that the minag is to put a pole on the end of the Megillah, the Rama says the minag is not to have any wooden poles on the Megillah whatsoever, and you just have the klav without any wood. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon, who was not so sure about this. And therefore, there are many that bring down that one should have a pole on the end of their Megillah, and this was the minhag of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that he would have a pole on the end of his Megillah, as is brought down in Halichos Shlomo, whereas the Chazon Ish and the Stipler did not have a pole on the end of their Megillah, like the Rama said. The Vilna Gaon is brought down in Maaseh Rav as saying that you should actually have poles on both ends of the Megillah, that it'd be just like a Sefer Torah, that it have poles on both ends. There are others who disagree and say Svidavka not supposed to be like a Sefer Torah regarding the poles, but this was the minhag of the Vilna Gaon, and therefore one has what to be so mechan no matter what, whether to have two poles like the Vilna Gaon, one pole as the Mechaber says, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others followed, or no poles at all, like the Rama says. Siv Gimel, Aseres B'nei Haman Tzarech L'Kasvam Keshira. The words of the Aseres B'nei Haman need to be written like the Shiras Hayam, etc., where it is L'lo Keshar Shiro Shechalak Agab Iksav, Ela Maniach Chalak Bein Ksav L'Ksav, V'imlo Asab Kein Psula. But it's different than the regular shiras. In the Sefer Torah, when we write Az Yasher, so it's like bricks, one brick on top of the other, the way that you pile bricks on top of the other. There's a little space under the beginning of the word, but the rest of the word has the word below it under it, as opposed to Aseres B'nei Haman, which is written like a shira, where it's a word, and then a line blank underneath it, and then a word, and then a line blank underneath it, etc., and a lot of space in between the two columns as well. So it's a different writing of a shira than that of Az Yashir, etc. More halachas regarding Aseres B'nei Haman. Sif Dalet, Tzarech Laharech B'Vav DeVaizasa. The Vav of the name Vaizasa should be extended, B'Ksivasa, when it is written. V'yeshom B'Kriyasa, some say, when it is read, you should also pronounce the Vav. V'Tzarech Lichtov Ish B'Rosh Dapa, V'Eis B'Sofa. The word Ish is supposed to be at the beginning of the page, and the ace should be written at the end of the page. The Mishnah Berurah explains, what does it mean that the ace should be at the end? It means at the end of the line, not at the end of the page. Aval basof hadaf yichtov tevas aseres. Really, aseres is supposed to be at the end of the page. So this is what leads to a bit of confusion, because the Mechaber is quoting the Rishalmi, which says that tzarech lichtov ish b'rosh dapa v'eis b'sofa. So what do we think that's referring to? So the simple understanding is ish is at the beginning of the page and ace is at the end of the page. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that that can't be, because really we know that Aseres of B'nei Haman, Aseres is supposed to be at the end of the page. So Ve'ez must be referring to the line, that it's supposed to be at the end of the line. So you have Ish at the beginning of the page, and then Ve'ez at the end of that line, and then you have Aseres at the end of the page. So because the Vilna Gaon, though, didn't like this, because the Vilna Gaon said, if you do this, if you have ish at the beginning of the page and aseres at the end of the page, then you're going to have to make the words very long, the letters very long, in order to fill up the whole page. And nowhere do we find that these letters are supposed to be bigger than any other letters in the Megillah. And he says, really, there should be a Masorah if you're going to have bigger letters. So therefore, what the Vilna Gaon said instead was that it doesn't mean that ish should be at the beginning of the page. Rather, it has to be at the beginning of the line also, just like the ace is at the end of the line. So he would write the regular Megillah, and then he would, in the middle of the page, he would have ish at the beginning of the line, and then he would have ace at the end of the line and aseres at the end of the page, and then go on. And then the letters wouldn't be bigger, it just wouldn't be on its own page like we're used to. It would be start from the middle of a page if their other regular Megillah had been written on it already, and then it would just end with aseres at the end of the page, like it is supposed. The only Gaon is quoted in the Shaar Tzion, and the Shaar Tzion also quotes the Nishmas Adam, who says, though, even though that's what the Gaon says, our menag is to actually do what everyone else does, to have ish at the beginning of the page, and just write the words larger, and there's no problem of not having a Masorah for that. And he found others, and he found that the Beis Yosef, Ada said the Beis Yosef had done so as well in Tzfat. Because of this opinion of the Vilna Gaon, others came up with a different idea. Some people say we shouldn't start in the middle of the page, because we said we should have ish at the beginning of the page, but how are you going to have ish at the beginning of the page if the letters will have to be bigger? So therefore what they did was they started writing Megillahs with only 11 lines, because if you write a Megillah with only 11 lines, then you won't have to have very large words anymore. They will be written the regular size, and you'll have ish at the beginning and aseres at the end. You'll just have an 11-line Megillah instead of a 48-line or something like that Megillah that we're used to. Others said, no, you can't do that, because the Megillah is supposed to be the same lines as a Sefer Torah. That's why some say the Vilna Gaon himself didn't actually do this, have an 11-line Megillah. So often, an 11-line Megillah is said that it is being done in order to fulfill the Chumrah of the Vilna Gaon, who didn't want to have longer lines, but maybe it doesn't really fulfill the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. After all, the Vilna Gaon himself didn't do so. However, this was the minhag of many, including the Chazon Ish, who used to have an 11-line Megillah, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had an 11-line Megillah. The Mesek Eliezer had an 11-line Megillah. So many had this in order to fulfill this Chumrah of the Vilna Gaon, but if you have a regular-sized Megillah, you're okay, according to Ruba de Ruba of the postgame.